you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There is an increasing sense of urgency to stop the spread of a potentially deadly disease on the campus of one of this country's top universities. This year, seven people at Princeton University, all but one student, have been sickened by a rare strain of meningitis. The latest case was diagnosed this past Sunday. And now Princeton officials are trying to get the okay from the federal government to begin vaccinating others against the disease.
Now you know why I call it a degree. It's a degree because even at Princeton, they can't figure this thing out. Welcome, my friends. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show live Sunday afternoon. Instead of football, and we had a fight song. Was that the Princeton fight song, Superdon?
That was the song for the Princeton Tigers.
Yeah, of course, a real big powerhouse in American college football. And,
absolutely,
of course, they're supposed to have the brain horsepower at Princeton, yet they're set to subject their students, who are supposedly the cream of the crop mentally, or what do we call it, intellectually, they've gone mental if they go this way, with experimental meningitis vaccines not even approved on our shores. Not that that's a great shakes if they are approved on our shores, but they want to import this stuff because seven of these kids got some kind of meningitis. They say a rare strain. Well, that just means you have to be so damn sick to get it that it doesn't happen very often. I mean, but when they say rare strain, you know how that it causes you to go, ooh, rare strain.
Oh,
right?
It's a contagion. No.
Yeah,
we're
exactly
going to turn to zombies.
Yes.
You see how they elicit the emotional response by using words. This is by no accident. Do you think Brian Williams came up with that term, rare strain? Now, this is what he's paid big bucks to read. But we do here for little bucks. Sometimes no bucks at all is to help you see through. To help you see through pharmaceutical fantasies, these medical alternate realities, where they want to basically say to the Princeton students, you guys, yeah, you're supposed to be so smart, but we're just going to subject you to experimental vaccines. This article first appeared at Natural News. Mike Adams, the health ranger, and we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, when I see a story like this, Super Don, I'm like, you know, why do I even show up for work, right? These are the people, the Princeton, the Ivy League, the Eggheads,
yeah,
and they can't figure it out. Why bother?
But you got to think about it for a second. Look, we're not bashing the students at Princeton, but look, let's look at the evidence. I mean, these doctors, they go to these Ivy League schools. They learn, they get their degree, as you said, from Princeton, from Yale, from wherever, all these big schools. And they end up doing what they do that we have so much to talk about every day, every week. You know? So what do you expect? They're going to do what it is they're teaching the doctors to do, right?
So we should be grateful for these Ivy League eggheads to be.
Well, it gave us job security, doesn't it?
Giving us new stories. Never running out of things to talk about. Hey.
Oh, was that self-serving and somewhat selfish of me to say? I mean, yeah, it's a tragic story. And I think what I think is interesting here is that if you listen to the news story,
yeah,
they don't say experimental vaccine, do they?
Not at all. They don't mention the word at all. Yeah.
No, we just want to give them a vaccine because vaccines are good, right?
Right. Well, again, this is, and by the way, if you want to call and spank or slap around on the hand, of course, Super Don, for being selfish, you can call 866-939-2355 live on the air next couple hours here on GCN and syndicated around the country as well as through naturalnewsradio.com. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, rocking and rolling it all over planet Earth with health, freedom, and healing information unavailable anywhere else unless they copy it and paste it. Then it'll exist elsewhere. But as far as the spoken word goes, 6 days a week, incredible. I had a great visit in Sarasota. There's this group of health food stores called, now I forget, it's like the Foodporium. You see, I joke about this, and I was like, is it early onset Alzheimer's? Not to make light of something like that, but when you travel as much as I have in the past few weeks, and I know people that do this, you'll ask them, so where have you been? And they'll have to stop and think about it. Okay, I know I was there, but now the trip that it was there, now I'm confused with what I did and saw in Seattle or Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Or New Hampshire.
Right.
And
yeah,
all
it just
kind
of blends into each other, right?
Yeah, and I remember every detail of it, but, it's sort of like the ability to travel so, I guess, semi-freely in a sense. You can cross time zones and barriers around planet Earth. It's kind of hard for the physical body to know where it is because it used to be, look, throughout recorded history, unless you believe in alien interventions eons ago, and I'm not here to cast my opinion on that at this moment, you travel by foot, by a wagon train, and you move slowly across the continent. Now we can instantaneously almost appear as if we were on the Star Trek Enterprise being beamed across the country or the planet. And I'm just observing this moment going, gee, I was just there, but where was there?
Right.
But anyway, I do want to say thanks to the folks there that really helped out. And it was an overwhelming success, the event in Sarasota at Robarts Arena. Thousands of people seemingly just streamed through the entire day. I did a little lecture in there. It was like being in this huge converted high school gym, although it was a big arena, where I lectured on healing the gut as I always tend to do. And there was a lot of great questions from the people there. And I have to say, it's an interesting area to have that kind of turnout on a Saturday, rainy Saturday afternoon, or all day, in fact. It tells you the people down in Sarasota are definitely into health and healing, whereas you can go to certain other cities, and it's like, oh, my gosh, if it's drizzling, I might melt. I'm not going outside. I'm not going anywhere.
Wow. Tough people there in Sarasota.
Yeah, but intellectual wussies and wimps in Princeton, based on if they fall for this quack science of the for-profit vaccine industry, as it's written in Mike Adams' article here about the meningitis vaccine. Now, this is not a new story for us to cover. And Super, we've been doing this for years. I remember covering these stories from time to time. There'd be outbreaks in universities, and you just name the state or the city. It's probably been there once or twice. Now, I remember covering a story, I think West Georgia College or State University near Carrollton, and they had a big meningitis outbreak. Now, I've been to West Georgia. I know what it's like. I know what the kids are like there, and it's true of many universities, eating junk food, drinking to all hours of the night on the weekend, binge drinking and partying, staying up late, doing a lot of caffeine and coffee. These people are not eating organically grown foods and things. And the combination of that plus a lack of hygiene, different things that you see in these dorm rooms where the kids are kind of thrown close together, it's not new. It's been around for a long time. And then they wonder, gee, why did these kids suffer from a devastating infectious disease, acute infectious outbreak? Is it because the infectious agent is so virulent and so dangerous and deadly that it just decided to pick on XYZ University, or is it because of the devastation of the college students living a life of debauchery? Can I say it that way, Super Don?
You just did. Yes, you did.
Know what I'm saying? A college-type, yes, university-level debauchery. And this is not exclusive to small state colleges. It exists at the high-level Princeton's and Ivy League schools as well. You live this way, you're going to pay, and it will manifest in something that is pretty frightening, pretty scary. But the germ theory vaccinologists are going to then blame the germ and say we must bring in these experimental vaccines, although they won't say experimental, because it's the only thing that can save us. And that's a big part of my message when I communicate and I lecture out there in the big bad world all over the place, is that they are lying to you. They are preying on your fear based on Louis Pasteur's germ theory that you have nothing that you can do to protect yourself unless the medical doctors on white lab-coated horses sweep in like winged Pegasuses and drop syringes into your arm. And it's a devastatingly infantile concept, disregarding completely the destruction of the terrain that college students engage in almost every day, if not every weekend, of their young college careers. And so, Ivy League or not, these people are supposed to be very intelligent, but they're part of or being, developed and molded into the future intelligentsia that plays along with the pharmaceutical industrial complex and its attempts at world domination, and they've been pretty damn successful to this point, to the point where they will subjugate their own. They will eat their own. Case in point, the attempts to experimentally vaccinate meningitis vaccines in Princeton. That is eating their own. These are the very elitists that are sending their kids to these schools, and they're willing to sacrifice. Where is the protest from the parents on this? Nothing. Crickets are chirping from the parents of students at Princeton University. You follow me? They will
sacrifice. Well, it's a little different, I think, because we are talking about college-age kids. They are adults, and so perhaps the parents may not get as involved as if this were happening, say, in a high school or in an elementary school. So I think there's a little bit of separation there, but really the outrageous part of this is that they are importing what they're calling emergency doses
right.
of this meningitis vaccine. Now, this vaccine is called Vexero, and this vaccine has not been approved in the U.S. by the FDA to be used here. It's been approved in Europe. Mm-hmm. It's been approved in Australia. But it has not been approved to be used in the U.S. And here we go back to what just burns me.
Yes.
That if you've got something here in the U.S., something that is good, something that might help you with things like meningitis. But if it hasn't been approved by the FDA and you go out there and you say, hey, let's try this. If you think you might have been exposed to meningitis, take this because this will help you resist it or help cure you of it. You're going to jail. But it's okay for the federal government to import something from another country to use in this country to treat meningitis that hasn't been approved by the FDA. Why?
Well,
it's because the federal government says it's okay.
What did you call it? Vexero?
Vexero.
It sounds like something. Yeah, it sounds like something from Flash Gordon. You know, from the
the evil villain lair, yes. Vexero, sitting in his high back chair, ruling.
The evil prince, what's his name? Ming. Ming sending up this Vexero to Princeton to affect. Now, by the way, you can take silver hydrosol, bioactive silver hydrosol, teaspoon every hour. Physicians would be intravenously dosing in cases of bacterial meningitis, and they could stop this thing cold. They really could. But they won't acknowledge that. Not patented, not profitable, and it doesn't move the agenda forward. We'll be right back with more healing.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
All right, it is Healing Sunday. It's a Healing Sunday because the Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Turn down the sound of the football games, especially if you're Princeton. You want to save your kids? Don't let them get vaccinated with Bexsero, which we got, you know, more reports coming out as we're, you know, going to air here. Gaia Health did a piece on it. This is not new news, but this Bexsero that you mentioned, I referenced it from Ming's Dynasty or something on...
Right.
What was that? What was that movie again? I said Flash Gordon, right?
Flash Gordon.
Contains a stealth adjuvant known to cause a severe autoimmune disorder, APS. It's similar to squalene, again. But the thing is, the attacks on phospholipids, that means it's going to attack the integrity of cell membranes. You know, this creates a whole heap, a whole host of problems that you could almost argue is worse than the meningitis, although I acknowledge bacterial meningitis can be deadly. But it takes a hell of a lot of assault to a body to make it so weak and susceptible, even in a young body, theoretically healthy, that a college student should be, but not always anymore, because these Generation Ys that are in college now, are they Gen Ys are in college now? Is that the way we say it?
Gen Y. I stopped keeping track of the whole generation stuff, you know. I mean, mine was X.
Yeah, we're doing the X thing. Yeah. The X factor is us. But
I don't know.
It's Y, but the millennials are born after the fact, so they might now, I suppose, if they were born right at the beginning there.
Labels, but, yay!
Yeah.
Anyway.
But I think they're in prison. I mean, college, right?
Yes.
The prison for the mind, where they constrict you and mold you. And remember, I went to an egghead university, and I had to unlearn most of the garbage taught to me to know what I know today, to reveal and release this information. So, no, I am not a big fan of higher education because it's become higher indoctrination. And the education university system for, you know, I'd say centuries, it used to be limited to the elite. But even though it's been opened up to more of the masses, it still is an elite training institution to raise automatons who continue the movement of the New World Order against true innovation, against individual liberty.
and even, dare I say it, spiritual freedom ultimately, which is, you know, the ultimate state of rebellion against the status quo in any age. It's real spiritual freedom. Again, not constrained by any 501c3 church, synagogue, mosque, or anything like that. And so this movement to vaccinate, as I said, you have got to really destroy your terrain of your body. You've got to just damage your gut, which they do. These kids, they have to be on many antibiotics, which they typically are or have been. Literally, you've got to deplete the nutrients, the minerals. And by the way, we got Chris Barr coming back on later in the show today because we want to talk more about selenium, chromium, the war on diabetes. Also, Fukushima on the edge. They're supposedly tonight, which is tomorrow for us here in the Americas, going to try and remove these rods that could go supercritical. I don't know. This is just, you know, you talk about what's really scary. It's the invisible hand of ionizing radiation from Fukushima.
The Fukushima, that's just like, you know, as far as having stuff to talk about, mm-hmm. you know, like we were kind of referred to in the first segment there about how, you know, we're constantly giving all of this great show prep material from, you know, the universities and the doctors and their training. Fukushima is like the gift that keeps on giving, too, in a really morbid way.
Very
because
morbid.
It's just, it happened, and it was like, wow, here's this big thing, typhoon, you know, hurricane, I forget what it was, and, you know, disaster, and then it kind of, you didn't hear anything about it for a while, and then, whoa, no, there's more information, it's still going on, and it kind of died down for a while, and then, whoa, look, there's more going on. Mm-hmm. As time goes on, we keep learning more and more about how much real damage was done, how much real radioactive exposure was you know, emitted from this disaster, and how much has been covered up. I mean, the cover-up on this thing is just mind-blowing when you look at all of the details. And Liam's done a great job on this.
Yeah, our good buddy Liam Sheff's been covering it. He's got Liam and Threes on. He's writing about it. We'll be talking with him more about it if we're all still here tomorrow. I mean, literally, it is that scary. I have to say, this must be a case of the consequences of a screw-up on this are so devastating that it's hard to look at it. You know, because people feel very powerless, right? You know, I understand why. And so what do you do? Even talking about, even though we've been urging people to talk about it, at the very least, to urge awareness so that you can act, not awareness so you can get ionizing breast radiation scans like mammography. I mean, that's the lunacy of what awareness has been degraded to. But we're talking about awareness that says, all right, you're in a situation, particularly in the west coast of the United States and Superdon, you're there, strategize and say, listen, if the worst case happens and you got floods of ionizing radiation, what are you going to do? As we talk, we'll talk more about selenium next hour with Chris, but I said one of the simplest things you can do is the EMF detox. Now, I'm not saying that's the only thing, but man, homeopathy plays a huge role, as it did during the time of the Chernobyl disaster in the former Soviet Union. So we'll talk about that as well. We've got big GMO news. Our friend Carol Alt had a great interview we mentioned last week on her show, A Healthy You on Fox News, and it's getting some buzz out there. We're very pleased to hear that. We'll relay that as well. Your calls, if you'd like, be so bold, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com for all the links. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive. The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
We featured Carol Alt on this program some weeks ago as she was rolling out a new broadcast TV program on Fox News. And Dr. Nick Gonzalez connected us all together, had a great interview, and really, you know, honestly was amazed, astonished, in fact. You know, the first thing that was so amazing about this was that she got to interview Dr. Nick Gonzalez, and it wasn't a he-said-she-said scenario. It was a real full-on, Dr. Nick, I appreciate you, this is what you do, and they didn't counter it. Now, most everything you see in the mainstream, old, lame, pharmaceutical conflicted media is if they do something that we might be praising them for, like questioning the safety of vaccines, they're always going to have on a counterpoint of the doctor praising it like it's, you know, a sacrament in a church. So we knew that that would happen, too, on Carol's show because she doesn't have total control of it at Fox News. But she's friends with Roger Ailes. Roger likes her, and she's given a lot of leeway, quite honestly. I've seen a number of interviews happen now. And more recently, last week, I haven't seen this weekend show. I typically DVR it so I can catch it and then talk about it during the week. But last week, she had on an expert on GMO, a doctor who was talking about genetically modified organisms. Now, once again, most of the time when GMOs are covered, even I could almost say especially on Fox News, they usually have experts poo-poo the dangers. Say, oh, yeah, it's just a bunch of lefties that are arguing about it. But that's not what happened on this program. And it's starting to buzz out there in the media to recognize what a significant breakthrough this is. And it might not be new to a lot of the folks that listen to me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show or read National News, of course. But I want you to take it into context of the transformation. Like when Dr. Batar and I talk about transformation of consciousness, the possibilities of things that would never have happened before are happening now as evidence of cracks in the armor, so to speak. We're making progress. Good things are happening in the midst of some devastating things as well. In this interview she did, Carol Alt, with Max Goldberg, revealed some pretty interesting things. We've got some clips from it. I think, like I said, I know it may be basic for some of my old, long-time listeners, new listeners. This is stunning. And even for my old-time, long-time listeners, that this would appear on Fox News is pretty amazing. And I want to go ahead and let's hear clip one to open this up from Carol Alt's show, A Healthy You.
What is a GMO? What is a genetically modified food?
GMO stands for genetically modified organism. Basically what it is food made in a laboratory. Until the last 20 or 30 years, this is food that has never existed before in humanity. So it's made in a laboratory, and more often than not, they're inserting viruses or bacteria into these plants.
Why do they do that?
They do that because GMOs were designed to sell more chemicals. So when they spray chemicals on the plants, they don't want it to kill the plants. They want it to kill everything around it, whether it's weeds or pests. And that's why GMOs were designed.
Now, did you hear the way that was referenced? I mean, if you stopped at the first sentence, you go, oh, that's pretty basic. They admit what GMOs are. But he went on to elaborate in great detail in that opening question. And kudos to Carol Alt for bringing him on, asking him the right thing, and letting him go. And look, there's a huge editing process in this show. You got to understand, she's in the editing bay with you know, higher-ups at Fox News, and they let that through. I'm thinking of the wheels turning behind the scenes, and they're going, yeah, let this one through. That is, you know, I don't know if it's guilt from the higher-ups there or what, but it is stunning.
I'll tell you what, if you enjoyed that clip, it just gets better and better as this goes on, as you're going, you're kidding me, this is on Fox News? It was really impressive.
Why are they so bad for our health? You really seem to hit on that point.
Well, no long-term studies have ever been done on humans, but when you look at the studies that have been done on animals, it's pretty appalling. You're talking about liver damage and kidney damage, and when they've done fed it to hamsters, the third generation of hamsters weren't able to produce babies. So that's the real safety issues, but the real big issue in our country, Carol, is that genetically modified foods are not labeled. So people do not know that they are eating genetically modified foods.
Well, I mean, it's pretty impressive. I would disagree with his conclusion that the biggest issue is the GMO labeling, but I do understand the spirit because where he started with that is so significant, the health issues. And I think if we stayed on the health issues, right. See, they've been able to successfully distract people to say, well, it's about your right to know what's in your food. And although that sounds good on the surface, it doesn't inspire people getting fired up, does it? But if you say what's in your food could kill your children or make them infertile, that's now going to catch the attention of moms and dads all over this country. So, but still, he went in there. He laid no long-term safety studies, the rat studies, what they show. Stunning information. And again, when you see it on even other Fox News shows, they'll never go that far. Or if it's said, they'll go, well, that's probably from some radical lefty scientist. You see what I'm saying here? So that's what's significant about this, and I'm so pleased that the buzz is on, that they're covering this. And by the way, this article is through foodfreedomgroup.com, and others are picking up on it. And I told Carol, I said, this interview is going to buzz way out there. So let's hear where this goes in clip number three.
Over 60 countries around the world require GMOs to be labeled, but the U.S. does not. And why is that? According to the Food and Water Watch, the ag biotech industry, which owns all these GMOs, has spent $572 million on campaign contributions and lobbying to make sure that they don't get labeled.
Again, the labeling issue to me is a distraction, but I don't, it's not that I'm opposed to it at all. See, I don't even say two minds. I do want to know what's in the food, but I also know one of the solutions we can have is to label things that are GMO free as GMO free. Maybe it's not as significant as saying this product has GMOs in it, because I understand the impact that they want with that, but I would be much more, let's say, targeted. I think a targeted technique would be just to reveal what Goldberg had done initially in saying no long-term safety studies, but the studies that are showing up are pretty dang horrific. And these are the reasons. This is what's going in. To me, that's the education campaign that can really pay dividends for those.
One thing to keep in mind here is that when this interview took place, this was right in the midst of the Washington situation with, I was I. 522, I think it was, for the labeling campaign.
State labeling, yes,
so I think they were trying to push and at least promote the labeling issue during this interview, because that was going on at the time.
Again, yeah, exactly. I'm with you there, and I'd rather see it happen than not happen, but at the same time, I want to keep the eye on the ball as far as efficiency, effective moving forward. But again, nothing can take away from the significance of this information appearing on a Fox News major channel with Carol Off Show, A Healthy You. Now, let's hear from clip four.
The agriculture biotech industry.
Right. What is that?
So these are the companies that design these genetically modified foods, but these are the companies that also sell the farmers the chemicals. So they're not only just selling them the seeds.
They're selling them the chemicals that go along with it.
Exactly.
But you know what question pops up in my head? Aren't these people also eating this food?
Well, it's a really good question. I don't know if they're eating it or not. I would doubt that they're eating it, but they'll tell you they may be eating it. I'm not sure what they're eating, but you know and I know that people who really care about our health, we're not eating them.
That was an interesting question. I've never heard that asked before, but it's a good question.
Well, if you remember some years ago, we actually questioned it because there were reports that Monsanto's facilities, I think in the U.K., they prohibited GMO foods from being served to the people that work there, right? So it's a good question. It's a real good, and we don't know definitively, but if they know about what they're making, they wouldn't want to eat it. And that's another strange irony, but this is where people will take money just to pay for their cars and the education or indoctrination of their kids. And of course that begs the question of integrity. Are you willing to sell your soul for the destruction of the next generations? And it's a big question. Again, Carol Alt program, it's called A Healthy You on Fox News. Continue, please, send your words of encouragement and support, because, she's up against a lot. At the same time, she does have support of some key people there, which we're really grateful for. Go ahead and clip five it.
The mass population is being fed these foods, but they're not being informed that they're eating these foods.
Wow, this is heavy. So we've got this genetically modified organism that is not real food because it's made in a petri dish, that is being sold all over the world, that is coming onto the market, and they're not being labeled.
They're not.
So we don't even know whether we're eating them or not.
Exactly.
Well,
that's
just reiterating some basics. But stunning.
Again, it's not something that we haven't heard before. It's not something we haven't talked about before, but as you say, I mean, really the point we're making here is that this is on Fox News. I mean, Fox News. I mean, it's the highest rated cable news network out there. And this stuff that we've been talking about all this time, that we've been trying to get into the mainstream as best we can, and people have been fighting. Carol Alt is like Joan of Arc. I mean, she's just out there like, wah, we're taking it on. That's just awesome to hear this on that type of an outlet.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's music to my ears for sure, and I think that's what I'm seeing out there in the, you know, the internet world of new media, you know, whether it be Ben Swan, whether it be what we do here in Natural News Radio, syndicated through GCN, Mike Adams is doing, and we're all working at it, but it is something that we will acknowledge when it appears on these major outlets, because it's going to reach folks that we don't always reach. Eventually they're coming our way. We know that, but in the interim, I am applauding what Carol is doing. Let's hit clip number six.
I am seeing some things that come up, like my popcorn said on it, no GMOs. So some are labeling it when there's not genetically modified organisms in it. What can we do to get them to label, to let us know what we're eating?
Well, there are movements in approximately 25 states right now. The biggest one was last year in California, but the opposition, who did not want GMOs to be labeled, spent close to $50 million to defeat this measure. Why are these companies spending so much money to not disclose what's in their products?
Especially since 90% of the people in the country actually want these labeled.
Exactly. Polls consistently show that more than 90% of the people want GMOs labeled.
Yeah, but again, this is not a democracy. You know, don't get yourself in a tizzy over that. Even if it were, it wouldn't necessarily be that one man, one vote, because if we've seen the corporations have been elevated to superhuman status and they've been granted rights that the so-called humans who are now persons, who are artificial creations of the state, gets into a whole other realm. Do we have time for the last clip before the break here? I just want to...
Real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. Clip seven.
The U.S. Patent Office gives patents to these genetically modified
genes. So a patent on food.
Yes, they have a patent. So they say you get a patent because it's unique and different. Yet the FDA says, no, genetically modified food is no different than non-genetically modified food. So the FDA says it's the same thing, and the U.S. Patent Office says it's unique and different. And that's it's one of the real injustices in our country that GMOs are not labeled.
Boy, all right, great point right there.
Right there, nailed it. By the way, we've got a $1 billion magic eight ball we need to report on.
Oh.
Yeah, from the federal government. What is it? A $1 billion magic eight ball, please tell me.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes, for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You know, if there is such a thing as a billion-dollar magic eight ball, you can bet it probably came from a government agency of some kind. I mean, where else? A billion, you know, it's like, who's going to invest? We're going to invest in a $1 billion magic eight ball, and yes, and then we'll sell it for what?
Well, I think this eight ball gets passed around because I think it's the same eight ball that the pharmaceutical industry uses to guess which vaccine to use this year.
Oh, that's a good point. Good reference point there, Super Don. And it relates again. It does indeed relate to a government agency. Now, if you remember the Magic 8 Ball when you were a kid, I don't know if they still have these things. They're probably in their, you know, they probably have an app for your iPhone for this thing. You used to have a big plastic 8 Ball filled with water, and it had some kind of like a triangular cube or something in there with messages on it. And you would ask it questions, and you'd shake it, and then it would tell you, you know, try again later, or decidedly
something.
She loves me, she loves me not. But basically, right. It looks like the TSA has been engaged in magic 8-ball techniques where they shake an 8-ball, come up and go, should this guy have extra screening? Decidedly yes, decidedly no, have him shave his beard, I don't know. And basically, the GAO, which is the, what they call it, the General Accounting Office?
Government Accountability Office.
Yeah, so they basically, this is the one that kind of looks at it supposedly impartially, and a lot of times they actually do, and they say, there's fraud here, there's waste here, we might reconsider something here. And it's actually kind of egg-heady the way they describe this, and I'll see if I can read through this to make it make sense for everybody, but if we're worried about terrorism, people that are bad people going onto airplanes, you know, ask the Israelis. They've been doing this probably better than anybody for many decades now because of what they've had to deal with. But our TSA in America is not doing as well, according to this. Available evidence, I quote, does not support whether behavioral indicators, which are used in the TSA's screening of passengers by observation techniques program, that's called SPOT, cute acronym. Yeah. They're just not sure. This doesn't look like they're supported to use this to identify persons who may pose risk to aviation security. GAO reviewed four meta-analyses. You know what meta-analyses, they review a bunch of studies that have looked at this, and they included over 400 studies from the past 60 years and found that the human ability to accurately identify deceptive behavior based on behavioral indicators is the same as or slightly better than chance.
Chance.
Shake your magic eight ball. It's cost $900 million, TSA. $900 million to figure that out.
Man, and that is the crazy part, is that since 2007, the TSA has spent about $900 million to identify people who may pose a risk to aviation security through the observation of behavioral indicators. Mm-hmm. And after all of that money and all that time, and after all we've seen, you know, grandmas, you know, being strip searched and disabled people in wheelchairs and, you know, I mean, the stories that we've covered,
yeah,
a lot of the stuff that Rand Paul brought up about the TSA searches and the, right, the horrible things, little girls and stuff, they haven't caught one terrorist.
Right.
Throughout all of this, they've spent $900 million, and it turns out that you might as well flip a coin, mm-hmm, when somebody's walking through, and you'll have just as much chance of having the same amount of success. I mean, what is going on here?
A $900 million coin. They need, like, Agent J from, like, the, what was that show, the movie, the Men in Black?
Men in Black, or I don't know, maybe we need Maxwell Smart, right, or something.
Well, or here's another case in point where Dr. Frank King and I, when we talk about our wives, you know, and following their intuition, we need to hire some of our wives to do this because they got better, right, intuition than the TSA does about who's bad and who's good, you know, which way to go. So there's another thing. If you have an idea about how to improve TSA besides disbanding it, well, maybe not besides. Maybe disbanding it is the best way. Let us know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-BELL.
Or how about this? Yeah. I mean, what could we use? Maybe the magic 8-ball. That would be kind of fun. You know, could you imagine seeing the TSA agent using a magic 8-ball? What do you think, you know, they could be using that would maybe be the equivalent? I mean, we're going to see, like, the TSA agents running around with rabbit's feet, or maybe, or, you know.
Well, I like the Magic 8-Ball idea because you could still probably get them for 99 cents from China. And even if every airport had 10 of them, you'd still be saving money over what the techniques they're using now.
Right.
They aren't working.
Tom has an idea. Yeah. Tom has an idea.
Tom? What? Go, Tom.
Fix it! Fix it. There you go.
Go, Tom. Fix it. Yeah, good luck. If the same people that broke it are going to try and fix it, we're not going to be in much better shape. All right, speaking of wives, come on down Friday to Eustis, Florida. I'll be lecturing at the Windhorse Theater next Friday. And it's my wife's birthday. We're going to have a birthday celebration as well. I'll get you info or check out the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Archives posted and linked up through the notes through GCN, of course, and naturalnewsradio.com. And next hour, hey, Fukushima is on our mind. Selenium, chromium, diabetes. Chris Barr is returning. We are going to bring the power to heal back to you because that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back after the news.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Toxic.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.